Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Thursday, 14th of March. Firstly, in Pakistan, Prime Minister Imran Khan yesterday in a meeting decided to amend the Anti-Money Laundering Act of 2010 with stricter punishments. As per the proposed amendment to the Anti-Money Laundering Act, the punishment for money laundering crimes will be increased to 10 years imprisonment and a fine of more than $35,000. The law minister briefed the meeting on the proposed amendments in the Foreign Exchange Regulations Act of 1947, Anti-Money Laundering Act of 2010, and the Anti-Terrorist Act of 1997. To Customs and Inland Revenue Intelligence of Pakistan, a total of 335 suspicious transactions were reported in 2018, and inquiries have started against 510 people. Customs have recovered more than 47 million from the suspects. Also in Pakistan, the Civil Aviation Authority of Pakistan have extended the closure of eastern airspace of the country until further notice. Airports in Sialkot, Bahawalpur, Rahim Yar Khan and DG Khan will remain closed. According to a senior official, the closure of flight operation at 15 airports of Pakistan is expected to continue until tomorrow and could be extended further. Pakistani airspace was closed on February 27 for commercial flight operations after Indian fighter aircraft conducted airstrikes in Pakistan. Closure of eastern airspace has affected air travelers severely. Clients are advised to make alternative travel plans by road or train to travel in the eastern parts of Pakistan. In Bangladesh, the left-leaning parties of Bangladesh have threatened to go on strike if the government raises gas tariffs. The Bangladesh Energy Regulatory Commission has been holding a public hearing on proposals for raising gas prices by 80%. For households and over 200% for commercial users. The Left Democratic Alliance Party claimed that the hike in gas prices is illogical and unlawful. They accused the government for not being people-friendly. Consumer rights groups, energy experts oppose the hike in gas prices, saying the gas companies can avoid possible loss in business by improving their operations and management. The Consumer Association of Bangladesh has filed a petition at the High Court, and the High Court is expected to rule on the petition on March the 31st. In Sri Lanka, nurses in Kurunegala, the capital of northwestern province, launched a strike yesterday. The strike was called after a nurse was assaulted by a doctor in Kurunegala Teaching Hospital. The president of Government Nursing Officers Association claimed that the doctor has been involved in three similar incidents in the past where he had threatened and verbally abused nurses at the hospital. The health ministry is conducting an investigation into the assault case. Strikes are likely to affect medical services in the city. Clients are advised to seek alternative hospitals in the case of medical emergency. Also in Sri Lanka, the Sri Lankan government has decided to phase out para tariffs on imports in 5 years. However, products related to tourism, manufacturing and construction will be free of para tariffs in 3 years. Finance Minister Mangala Samaravira said yesterday that the government will abolish para tariffs but also help domestic industries to reach international markets. The Treasury Department expects to lose over $33 million by phasing out the para tariffs. Sri Lanka currently stands at 100 out of 190 countries ranked in the ease of doing business ranking released by the World Bank for 2018. In India, India's bid to designate Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed group's chief, Masood Azhar. Global terrorist was stalled further yesterday after China put a technical hold on the United Nations Security Council to ban Masood after his alleged involvement in various terror acts in India. The proposal was fourth such bid at the UN since 2009. The proposal was moved under the 1267 Al-Qaeda Sanctions Committee by France, the UK and the US on February the 27th after Jaish-e-Mohammed claimed responsibility for a terror attack which killed 44 Indian paramilitary soldiers on February the 14th. China has asked for more time to examine the proposal. Person for the Ministry of External Affairs said yesterday that India will continue to work in all available avenues to designate Masood Azhar as a global terrorist. Yeah, a group of 20 suspected Maoists allegedly killed a farm supervisor and burned two vehicles on March 11th in Kukurkundi village in Malkangiri district in the eastern state of Orissa. This was triggered by the Maoists to protest the road construction between Temurpally and Kukurkundi village. That Dharwad Division of Communist Party of India Maoists, which operates in Chhattisgarh state, Malkangiri and Koraput district of Orissa, is behind the attack. Search operations have been intensified by the security forces in the area. Clients are advised to avoid traveling to the Malkangiri district of Orissa. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.